excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
RMR Mechanical is a merit shop contractor whose principals have over 90 years combined experience. Licensed in 19 states, RMR Mechanical works with process industries and utilities with special expertise in boiler maintenance and repair. Simply put, RMR Mechanical provides the best value to ensure your money is effectively spent. We perform as planned. For more information, call 770-205-9646 or visit us at www.rmrmechanical.com. We look forward to helping you succeed.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 1st of July, 2013. Title, Technological Advancement Roars On. As many of you know, I write a conservative political column that appears in some newspapers in the United States. This week in that column, I focus on the changes of the past 150 years. For 150 years ago this week, Vicksburg, Mississippi surrendered to Union forces and the Confederate Army lost the Battle of Gettysburg, the largest battle ever fought on North American soil. I took this occasion to mark the instruments of high tech in those days, rifled muzzleloaders, the telegraph, railroads, and the newly introduced kerosene lamp. Yes, it has only been 150 years from the rifled muzzleloader to the iPad, a short time by any measure. For not quite a third of that span, I have been involved in the pulp and paper industry. If you count my years, quotes, riding a chainsaw to cut pulp wood, end quotes, I can declare myself a participant for a full third of those 150 years. We've seen a little change in that time, don't you think? It wasn't that long ago, early in my career, when we still focused on the technology of making paper. In those days, we also ignored the environmental NGOs. No more. In my early days, forest products companies were focused on maximizing the exploitation of the resource, virgin wood fiber, in as many ways possible. Companies such as Weyerhaeuser, International Paper, Westvaco, Mead, and many others focused on harvesting the forest and making as many different products as they could, from power poles to plywood to newsprint and packaging. There are a few a bit more specialized. Consolidated was one of those. So were some of the newsprint manufacturers such as Bowater. Today, the technology to prepare our product or to produce our products is almost an afterthought. Pulp and paper companies today are organized by markets, something I predicted would happen over 20 years ago. Now we build new facilities in record time, once we get the permits, tweak the production of existing facilities, and have tools to examine the process in ways we only dreamed about even in the 1980s. Environmentalists, markets, public perception, and displacement by other technologies are the frontiers of challenge today. While our pulp and paper schools are experiencing a resurgence in popularity as forest products companies late in the game realize they have about a 15-year gap in the continuum of experience in their mills, I would challenge them, the schools, to look to the future. Resting on the same old curricula, slightly updated, is not going to suffice to prepare leaders for our industry in the mid-21st century. And face it, the graduates of today will likely be running the industry in 2045 to 2060. We need more specialized paths to create a group of graduates that will be out in front of the roar of technology marching on. We will certainly require graduates who understand pulp and paper making, but we need some who understand other subjects as well. For instance, how do you market pulp and paper products in a skeptical world who thinks the industry is old-fashioned, environmentally destructive, and just plain not chic? We desperately need people who have focused from the college level on understanding these issues. But back to the technological side, we need executives who understand maintenance in the context of massive facilities operating 24/7, where downtime and repair parts are horribly expensive. And finally, we need human resource managers who really understand 24/7 shift operations and how they affect the management and the overall lives of employees. These matters are all being handled today in an ad hoc way by many specialists and consultants who have sprung up to fill the need. These deficiencies in collegiate and graduate education have made good business for many of my colleagues in this business as well as for me. Yet as I look to the future, I see an industry increasing in complexity in these areas, one which will require more highly trained personnel than ever before. What do you think? Where do you see the need for education? You can take our weekly quiz online. And of course, we do not want to forget about safety. The more complex they are, the more safety issues our mills create. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papari Tallo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Conmark Systems Incorporated is an Atlanta, Georgia-based company serving the pulp and paper industry. Our goal is to provide continuous improvement solutions to mill operations utilizing Six Sigma principles, programs, and solutions for variability reductions through application of distinct equipment and services. Conmark Systems Incorporated believes that providing our customers with top-of-the-line products is essential, but not enough. Therefore, we offer solution programs rather than individual products. Give us a call today at 770-300-0224 or visit our website at www.conmark.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of 8th of July, 2013. The title is Work Thugs. A good friend recently related problems their spouse is having at work. Two slackers who work in the same department have apparently decided to attack this spouse for actually being productive and doing a proper job. The slackers have been there over 10 years, and this newbie of 2 years' experience in the company is making them look bad. You know my work ethic. You know how this makes me feel. I saw this happen to a person very, very close to me a number of years ago. She jumped at the chance to take an early retirement package, and now she has been happily employed in a very professional environment for 5 years. So in today's climate, where it is hard to find another job, what do? You are probably going to have to tough it out. This means be productive, keep your mouth shut, and spew out big piles of useful work pleasing to your boss. Remember, bosses want volumes of high-quality work, no problems. If your tormentors go to your boss, make sure they have nothing substantial on you. Hence, that is why you keep your mouth shut. It is also why you should never keep anything of value, sentimental, or monetary in your workplace. These thugs will steal it just to torment you. Also, put a password on your computer so they cannot access it when you are not around. Never try to argue with such thugs. They will just twist your words around and use them against you. They cannot be persuaded. Their objective is to destroy you. More on this a bit later. A friend once told me, don't get into a pissing contest with a skunk. Pardon my language, but I don't know how any other way to say it here. Now, there are a couple things you can do to send a message to your boss that are pleasantly, of course, about you being all business. You can purchase one of our Spinning the Invoice Printer cups and use it as a conversation starter with your boss and anyone else who will ask about it. If the thugs steal it or break it, I'll send you two more. Or you can get our Spinning the Invoice Printer lapel pin. Then when someone asks what it is, you can tell them and then tell them after you explain it, when you look at me, I want you to remember I am all business. Now the cautionary part. Work thugs don't play nice. In fact, depending on how demented they are, sometimes they are downright felonious. So you need to be careful. Many years ago on the production floor of a paper mill in Green Bay, Wisconsin, several employees who had stolen some extension cords killed an informant by tying concrete blocks to him and putting him into a pulper. Just this year in Texas, two members of a district attorney's office and a spouse were killed by a disgruntled employee. Sometimes you are playing with fire. This situation so upsets me. If you are having such a problem, please call me at 1-678-206-6010, and I'll be happy to help in any way I can. For our quiz this week, what have you done about office thugs? You can take it online. And for safety this week, the office thug situation probably makes you most vulnerable to a safety mishap while driving home from work. Keep control of your emotions. They're after you because they are afraid of you. Don't forget this. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papari Tallo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400
or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 15th of July, 2013. The title is, What is Your Responsibility for Know-How? Know-how is a funny phrase. Most know immediately what it means. Surprisingly, at least in the English language, there is not one word that matches the definition, so we are stuck with the awkward know-how. If your language has a one-word descriptor of, quotes, the practical knowledge on how to accomplish something, end quotes, we would be delighted to hear it. Startlingly, I have encountered mill employees who think it is not part of their job description to acquire such knowledge from outside their company. In other words, they do not see it as part of their responsibility to keep up with what is going on in the world of pulp and paper. They think this task falls solely to their boss. Obviously, they are not reading this column or any Paparitalo publication. You might be thinking I am talking about hourly employees or perhaps new professional employees. I am not. Probe around your mill, and I am sure you will find senior folks with this attitude. Granted, they may not be your top performers, but they are there, and they only do what they are told. It is certainly understandable that you will discourage people from spending excess time gathering outside knowledge while at work, but I'm not aware of any company that shuts this down completely. Nor should you completely discourage casual knowledge growth. Two people can read the same column or article and come to different conclusions, both of value to your company. So far, I've been talking to those of you in management positions in this column. For those of you a bit further down in the ranks, what is the benefit for you gathering outside knowledge? Well, you just might save your employer a boatload of money. Or you might find the key that keeps them competitive. Either way, it is possible you will gain recognition, maybe money, maybe a promotion, for your efforts. Alternatively, if your employer won't recognize your efforts, it is possible you'll find a new employer who will see your drive and abilities. The whole idea of employees lacking the curiosity to explore ways others are doing things or seeking new ways of doing things is just so foreign to me that it leaves me flabbergasted. Curiosity has always driven me. It is the spice of professional life. What are your thoughts? Please take our quiz on the website this week, the NIP Impression site, that is. And for safety, you should always be curious about ways to do jobs more safely, of course. Be safe, and we'll be talking next week. Now, do you want your own NIP Impressions library? Pre-order Raising EBITDA, the Lessons of NIP Impressions, at a discount on the Paparitalo store. You can see advertisements for this all over the NIP Impressions website. It is over 1,000 pages, and it will be out late in the fourth quarter of this year. In the meantime, again, be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright is a leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's SEBRIGHTPRODUCTS.com. Or telephone 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 22nd of July, 2013. Title, Where is the Passion? I have to admit, I miss the good old days when people screamed, yelled, and threw things when activities of production were not proceeding according to plan. The first thing you are probably thinking is, wait a minute, Jim, just 2 weeks ago you were talking about workplace thugs. You would be correct, but for a fine line. Workplace thugs are trying to personally attack people. I am talking about the passion of a, quote, good coach, an eager fan, and so forth, to borrow from sports. Today's mill meetings are often so politically correct that they lack any sense of urgency to accomplish the task at hand. Further, they are often so dispassionate that the real root cause of problems are not discovered. I have to say, I've attended meetings where I thought I was on a high school science fair project team, and the direction and urgency were nearly as aimless. Passion is the fire that anneals the steel. It drives out the impurities. Passion can be awkward, clumsy, and messy. That is why it is so effective. It challenges people to really get to the issues that are the stumbling blocks. Unfortunately, human resource departments, backed up by timid lawyers, have driven this effective tool out of management. Yell at someone today and they run to HR claiming you are creating a hostile environment or picking on them. These are the same people who go to a sporting event and scream, "Fire the coach," at the slightest disappointment. Yes, when I was a mill manager, my nickname was Sledge, as in sledgehammer. That was over 25 years ago, and I have mellowed a bit. I was probably over the top to some extent. However, there was never any doubt as to what I stood for, what I found important, and how fast I wanted it corrected. Without passion, emphasis on making today's production goal has no more importance than requesting a burned-out light bulb to be changed. Today's workforce, raised in a coddled society, has no chance of developing a sense of urgency on their own. Everyone is a victim. No one is responsible. I think, to some extent, there is an advantage to having an agrarian upbringing where one had to deal with the vagaries of nature, rain when you didn't want it, dry when you needed rain, and so forth. Towards that theory, I expect society is still moving from a large rural or agrarian population, that is, third world countries, have a decided advantage in emerging industries over those well down the Industrial Revolution's path. That would be the United States, Europe, Japan, Australia, and so forth. This just may be the competitive edge. How do you feel about passion in the workplace? Take our quiz this week to share your thoughts. For safety this week, of course, too much passion can lead to safety mishaps. It takes a skillful leader to keep it all in balance. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Mike Ryan of Process Labs knows rotary kilns and recosticizing. Process Labs services are in demand around the world. You can find them online at www.processlaboratories.com or call them at 1-740-775-5520. That's 1-740-775-5520. Tell them you heard about them on Pulp and Paper Radio International.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 29th of July, 2013. Thank you for spreading the word is our title this week. Nearly 3 years ago, in the 30th of August, 2010 edition of NIP Impressions, I made a suggestion for what to post at the end of your emails. Over the ensuing 3 years, I have seen it spread to many, many people in the pulp and paper industry as evidenced by their emails I have read. It was recently brought to my attention that a well-known technical organization has adopted nearly all of my suggested wording as the official tagline at the end of their emails. It took them 3 years, but I'm glad they have finally gotten on board. Here is the original column in its entirety. We have talked about this subject early this year, but maybe it's because it's August and nothing much is going on. I got to thinking about it again the other day. I am really getting fed up with people's messages at the end of their emails telling everyone else how to treat our industry. You know, the ones that say, quotes, "please consider the environment before printing," end quotes, or something even more ridiculous. At the end of my emails, I have this, quotes, "notice, it is okay to print this email. Paper is a biodegradable, renewable, sustainable product made from trees. Growing and harvesting trees provides jobs for millions of men and women. Working forests are good for the environment, providing clean air, clean water, wildlife habitat, carbon-neutral energy, carbon storage, and can help mitigate forest fires," end quote. You may use it if you like. But maybe that is not enough. Maybe we ought to stick our nose in other people's livelihoods just as they have in ours. For instance, "please consider the environment before paving your street. Paving uses non-renewable natural resources, blocks the natural flow of water, and deprives wildlife of forage. Or how about, please consider the environment before taking a swim. Swimming disturbs the fish. You may step on a living creature and your obese body will raise the water level, causing microflooding, a recently identified threat to water walking spiders. It upsets their sense of equilibrium. Or, perhaps, please consider the culture before turning on the television. Encouraging programming that makes fun of people leads to hostile acts. Another, please consider walking to the Grand Canyon for your next vacation. You will meet lots of interesting people, lose that spare tire around your middle, and take in much more of the countryside. How about, please consider wearing gloves when handling money. It is already laden with nasty germs and does not need any more from you. Or, please consider if you ride a bicycle, those of us who don't expect you to fully stop at all stop signs and obey all traffic laws if you want any respect from us. And how about, please consider the environment before turning on the lights. Organized electrical generation and distribution is without a doubt the largest contributor to environmental destruction ever created by humankind. A pox on Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla. Maybe. Please consider the auditory environment before turning up the radio in your car, setting off fireworks outside my home, or creating any other noise over 85 decibels. Just because you like it does not mean I do. And finally, please be considerate of your neighbors before raising any more zucchini. We are tired of sneaking around in the middle of the night moving the bag you put on our front porch to the neighbor's house up the street. Oh, I did have one more. Please consider the environment before going to the bathroom. Nothing good comes of this act. Just hold it. The good news is there's an organization in Europe fighting the unsubstantiated statements being promulgated. It is www.twosides.info. But seriously, please consider safety before you do anything, especially things that have not been done before. Safety first, always, please. Be safe, and we'll talk next week. So that was the article from the 30th of August, 2010. Let's move on with fresh material. Of course, since then, Two Sides has come to North America, not just in Europe anymore. However, perhaps this is an excellent opportunity for us to be serious for a moment about another matter. Over the years, Papa Italo Publications has had many firsts, both in ideas and in delivery. We still have the only pulp and paper radio station, Pulp and Paper Radio International, which you can find at www.pnpri.com. We have the two highest ranked sites in the pulp and paper industry worldwide. You can find those online on Nip Impressions. We have the only weekly column available on the web in your choice of language or as an audio download in English. We have had our ideas copied and claimed by others. That's okay. We want the industry to succeed. And if other organizations cannot have a creative thought of their own, adopting ours for the good of the industry is fine by us. However, you regular readers have benefited from these ideas and innovations in a timely manner, not years after we developed them. Yet our efforts do not happen by magic. It takes resources, lots of them, to support our organization, an organization that today stretches from Durban, South Africa, to Zurich, Switzerland, across the continental United States, and all the way to Hawaii. And this does not include our faithful regular columnists in New Brunswick and in Australia. This takes money, folks. The money comes from advertising. The advertising sales season is of the same timing as the U.S. professional football season, roughly the 1st of September until the end of January. Like football teams, we have been gearing up for the season of our lives this year. We started on June 1st and expect to have a full head of steam by September 1st. To borrow from another sport, we want to, quote, blow the doors off this fall. Won't you help us? If you like what you see, if you like what you hear about innovations up to 3 years before the legacy organizations have a clue as to what is going on, we ask for your help. Tell your suppliers you read Papa Italo Publications and you expect to see their advertising here. After all, they get their advertising dollars from you. Send them our way. Tell them to email me, jthompson@taii.com, or call me at +1-678-206-6010 with their advertising order. I'll either handle it personally or put one of our advertising team members to work for them today. Fair warning, we'll continue this theme in our quiz this week, which you can take online. It will ask for your help in specific ways. For safety this week, in the Northern Hemisphere, we're in the peak of the heat of summer. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Papa Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.